The book Hebrews, part 200. What a wonderful opportunity. 200 parts of this wonderful study that we are busy with in the book of Hebrews. And still we're not done. All the glory unto Yahweh, our Elohim. Hallelujah. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis, so the first assembly of Yahweh Shuan, South Africa. Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is a must for every household, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this be the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are so very, 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 very welcome. But you've missed out at 199 sections or studies of this wonderful word. Please go to part one, start from the beginning and just work it through. And when you get here to the 200th study, or 200, then you think back when you were here originally. Hallelujah. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, to those that are dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we can just study the Word. And just remember, whatever I'm teaching you remains your right to reject or accept, as the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, reveals it to you. Revelation 5:11, and I beheld the Apostle John, and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them were thousands times thousands, of 10,000, thousands of thousands. It's an uncalculable amount. And that's why it says, it's the bride of Yahushua. Why? Why will Yahweh in heaven have thousands times, let's start, 10,000 times 10,000 of thousands of thousands? You see, it's uncountable because it says thousands and of thousands. It doesn't say 10, another 10,000, 100,000, it can't. Why will Yahweh have so many messengers? Because what's an angel? According to Hebrews 1 verse 14, they are messengers. Does he need thousands upon thousands of thousands of thousands, uncountable? For what purpose? Doing what? Because it's for messengers. Angel says messengers to people. And angels is not glorifying Yahweh in such extent that they've been washed with the blood of Yahushua or been redeemed by his blood. No, but we as blood, as bride does. Alright, keep that in mind. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb, this Yahushua, that was slain and received power. Now, why would the angels say it? Now just let your mind go for 1 minute, saying, this is the bride of Yahushua. Saying in verse 12, with a loud voice. We have a reason to have a loud voice being in heaven, because we were redeemed by the blood. Worthy, not the blood of lambs, but the blood of Yahushua. Worthy is the Lamb, Yahushua, that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory. That glory must be a capital H, and also honor and blessings. Oh, we can make everything capital H. It has such an impact. Now, why will angels glorify Yahushua for something that had no reflection on them. But being this bright makes a lot of sense. It says, verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, hearing I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him. Surely that him must be a capital H, referring to Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, that sitteth upon the throne, capital H, throne, and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. Who will give, for what purpose that Yahushua came to the earth? Let me ask this. For what purpose did Yahushua came to the earth? He came to the earth with the purpose of having sinners saved. He first came to Israel to have his own people saved, but they rejected him. Then Father turned his ministry after 2 years for the last year to the Gentiles. And continuing throughout up till to 2025 today, continuing with the Gentiles, having us saved through the blood of Christ, not through ourselves or by ourselves, but the blood of Christ. So, to whom is his blood shedded? To have the sinners saved. Were we sinners? Yes. Are we still sinners? No. I hear this people preaching, we are sinners, we remain sinners. You're not. If you are born, if you come to repentance, repenting your sin, you've been immersed, born again in water and in the Ruach HaKodesh, and you live in holiness, you are no longer called a sinner. The Bible says you're part of the bride of Yahushua. You see, according to the laws of the church, the constitution of the church, you remain a sinner. You need to be under the bondage of the church, and you need to pay with money, tithings and different things, paying like confessing and this in the Roman Catholic Church with money and other churches as well. So on the end of the day, the church wants you to be bond, they want you to be obedient to the constitution of the church. I was there. I know what is going on. I sat there when the laws were made. So on the end of the day, I'm going to read this verse 13 again. And I want you to think, why would every creature in heaven and earth give glory unto Yahweh for Yahushua? And the bride is sitting there passive. You don't hear anything about the bride. You don't hear anything in this scripture about them that has, which was the purpose that Yahushua had to come from heaven to have them saved as a bride unto himself, as a spiritual nation unto the Father, who would worship the Father for the last 2,000 years in truth and honesty and through the revelation word. You don't hear anything about the bride. Why would Yahushua transform people, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, out of the fleshly body into heavenly body, making them bright, putting them on thrones, Revelation 20, verse 4, giving judgment unto them, but you don't hear nothing about them, where the Son is being revealed as the slain lamb. And they are there when Revelation 5 is starting to play its role, which is demonstrated. The bride is already there, because at the end of Revelation 4, verse 22, the bride has been taken away. The age of grace has come to its end. Revelation 4 verse 1, an open door in heaven where the bride and the Ruach went in. Door of grace is closed. Now you have to buy eternal life with your own blood. Revelation 6 verse 9. Revelation 5, where we are here, verse 13 verse 14. In the upper, in the throne room of Yahweh. But there's no bride. Those that have been redeemed, those that have been bought free from the sins of the world, they're not there, they are not mentioned. Not according to the scripture, they are called angels. It's not angels, it's the bride of Yahushua. And that's why the church world, the Roman Catholic church world, wants you to believe and close your eyes that these are angels. It's not angels. Angels doesn't have a purpose to be saved. Actually, Yahweh doesn't even need a crowd of angels. He doesn't need 20, 30, 40 angels. They are spoken beings. Go read Revelation, Hebrews 1 verse 14. They are spoken beings. As Yahweh requires them, He speaks them. Do you know that? He doesn't need a multitude of angels. He doesn't need them on the moment. And the other thing that I see, I don't see the bride of Yahweh glorifying Him in any way for what He did for them. It's very passive. Verse 13, Revelation 5, 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard and saying, blessed and honor and glory. Now I just want to know, this creature in verse 13, which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea. Sea creatures, can they glorify Yahweh? No. Fishes and creatures, no, they can't. And all that in them, heard I say, blessed and honor. You see, we must understand the figurative speech that actually says that everything that has the breath of life in it. So in other words, people, they would glorify. They can only give honor. Animals can't give honor to Yahweh, because he had them slaughtered. In the Old Testament, for the redemption of the nation of Israel, the sanctification. Blessed and honor and glory and power be unto Him, like I said, it's a capital H, that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Now it says in Revelation 21 verse 9, there came unto me, Apostle John, one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now why did I use this scripture? Who are the bride of Yahushua? They are the ones that have been redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. it's us, which were glorified when we were Parousia at the coming of Yahshua. End of Revelation 3:22. Now Apostle John says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me and saying, now listen to what he's saying, come Hitler, come here, and I shall show thee the bride. That bride must be a capital B, because we are glorified through the blood of Yahshua, the Lamb's wife. Here in Revelation 21:19, we are no longer going to stay the bride of Yahshua. We will become the Lamb's wife. Why? Because the two halves of the brides has come together. On this stage, we have already had the bride that was Parousia, drawn away, end of Revelation 3:22, the Gentile bride. And here we have the Jacob's bride, who had been harpachu or rapture at the end of the Revelation 19, verse 11 to 19, when Yahshua set his foot on Mount Olives. So we had two parts, the Gentile bride, Jacob's bride. And here in Revelation 21:9, they are put together, and now they are called. Let me show thee the bride. And then she becomes the Lamb's wife. So I'm so glad that we are part of the plan that Yahweh Almighty, before the foundation of the world, had for every one of us. And that we can be part of it today in this 21st century. And we study quite a bit of information. If Yahweh tarries to come, then Monday we will continue with Hebrews chapter 12. It's so important that we should understand the word as it's written and pray that Yahweh will reveal the figurative speech to every one of us. Enjoy your weekend. Let's be full-blooded Yahwist and let's preach and teach the revelation word at every opportunity that Yahweh will provide for us. Till Monday, if it's his will. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.